In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Do you know? I'm not talking about knowing your heart or your head. Do you know in your heart that you are loved with an everlasting love? Oh, yes, you are loved with an everlasting love. You are loved with an everlasting love. Do you know it in your heart that God so loved not only the world, but he gave his only begotten Son for you and for me? Do you know it in your heart? Do you know what God has done for you? He has purchased you with the precious blood of Jesus. You are loved. Well, we're going to see three parables today, not right away, that tell us about how we are loved. And it's so important. How we are loved is so important. On the cross, we were loved. He bore our wounds and carried our infirmities. He took our sins to himself. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life. I tell you, eternal life is this, to know you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. Do you have eternal life today? When I was a child, they asked at baptism, "What do you want for this child?" And the answer was, "Eternal life." Oh yes, eternal life. And that eternal life comes from the Lord Jesus Christ, believing in him and giving our lives to him. So we're looking at Matthew 13, verse 31. "And he put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed it in the field, his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree." In other words, the kingdom of heaven starts very small. Oh yes, but it grows in the atmosphere of worship and praise. It grows in the atmosphere of the Eucharist. It grows, it grows. How we need the kingdom of heaven to grow in our life. We need the kingdom of heaven to grow in our life. It starts as a tiny mustard seed, but it grows and grows and grows. I tell you, I want the kingdom of God to come on earth as it is in heaven. That's what the Bible teaches, that the kingdom will come on earth in me as it is in heaven. Verse 33, "He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of flour." Okay? It's again very small and stuff. "Until all of it was leavened." Oh yes, all of it was leavened. "Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, he told them nothing. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what has been hidden from the foundation of the world." Oh yes, what has been hidden from the foundation of the world? That the Son of God bore our wounds and carried our infirmities, bore our sins and carried our sicknesses. Oh yes, that's Jesus. Verse 36, "Then he left the crowds and went into the house." What house? Probably Peter's house. "And his disciples approached him, saying, 'Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field.' Jesus answered, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man,'" is Jesus himself. "The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and reapers are the angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and they will throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun, and the kingdom of their Father. Let anyone who has ears listen. I tell you, there will be a judgment at the end of time. Oh yes, there will be a judgment, and only those that have given their life to the Lord Jesus, we know where they're going. They're going to Jesus. Do you know that today? That Jesus Christ gave his life for you. And the only thing he wants from you is that you would offer your life as a living sacrifice of praise. Oh yes, that's what he wants from you. That's what he wants from me. Lord, we offer our lives today as a living sacrifice of praise. We want you to be in control of our life. We give you permission over our life today. Jesus told the crowds all these things in parables. Without a parable, nothing was said. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth to speak in parables. I will proclaim what was hidden from the foundations of the world. Now these three parables are so important. The kingdom of heaven, verse 44, is like a treasure hidden in the field. You know who the treasure is? No, it's not Jesus. You are the treasure in the field, which someone found and hid. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field, rocks and all. You are the treasure. Do you know that? That Jesus gave his life for the treasure. Yes, to pay for the treasure, Jesus gave his life for you and for me. You are the treasure. You say, I don't feel like a treasure. Well, that's what the Word of God calls you, a treasure. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who is in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. You are the pearl of great price. On the cross, Jesus bought you, redeemed you for eternity in the name of Jesus. It happened at baptism. Oh yes, we need to know what happens at baptism. I remember praying with a baby who was dying, and I baptized that child. I had the water in a styrofoam cup. The next day, the child was completely healed. Oh yes, baptism. What a wonderful thing that happens. You say, but they weren't able to say yes to God. Not yet. Not yet. But I tell you, we need to be baptized, even as infants. Why? Because Jesus gave his life for us. Jesus gave his life for you. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and caught fish of every kind. When it was full, they drew it ashore, sat down, and put the good into baskets, but threw out the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous. What makes us righteous? Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow. It makes me righteous, the precious blood of Jesus. The evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You don't have to go to hell. You just need to surrender your life to Jesus. You say, well, I'm Jewish. Well, you know what? He is the Messiah of the Jews and of the Gentiles. Oh, yes, just surrender your life. How do you do it? I surrender all. Take my life, Lord. I surrender all to Jesus. precious Savior, I surrender all, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Get to confession. Oh, get to confession. Get to confession. Repent of your sins. Get to confession. Verse 51. Have you understood all this? They answered, yes. And he said to them, therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like the master of the household who brings out his treasure, what is new and what is old. I remember prophesying over Father Matt before he was a priest about this very passage, bringing forth the new and the old. When Jesus had finished these parables, he left that place. Oh, yes. Open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we might experience the love of God. In Jesus' name. Verse 54, he came to his own hometown, that's Nazareth, and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? Are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? Oh, yes. We know him so well. We remember our children playing with him. Where did he get such wisdom? I tell you, they didn't know him at all. They only knew what they saw. They did not know that he was the Son of God. They did not know that he was the Messiah. Oh, they only knew him as a child. He was like every other child. And yet he was God, God and man. And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this? And they took offense at him. Don't take offense at Jesus. Don't take offense at Jesus. Jesus never did anything wrong. Don't hate Jesus. He never did anything wrong. He only loved people. He only healed people. He only delivered people. But Jesus said to them, prophets are not without honor except in their own country and in their own house. And he did not do deeds of power there because of their unbelief. Do you believe today that Jesus is the Son of God? Do you believe today that the blood of Jesus has set you free from your sins? Do you believe today that you need to go to confession? Do you believe today? Chapter 14. At that time, Herod, the ruler, heard reports about Jesus, and he said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead, and for this reason these powers are at work in him. For Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been telling him, it is not lawful for you to have your brother Philip's wife. Let's continue. Though Herod wanted to put him to death, he feared the crowd because they regarded him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, he was having a birthday party, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company. I tell you, it was a dirty dance. And she pleased Herod so much that he promised an oath to grant her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, give me the head of John the Baptist on a platter. Here. The king was grieved, yet out of regard for his oaths and for his guests, he commanded the head to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison. The head was brought on a platter and given to the girl who brought it to her mother. His disciples came and took the body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. They went and told Jesus of the death of his cousin John. Listen to what happens. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. Oh, he's mourning for John the Baptist. He's mourning He knows he's in heaven, but he's mourning for him because John the Baptist was his cousin. John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world." Oh, yes, he mourned for John the Baptist. And when the crowds heard it, they followed Jesus on foot from the towns. They need a touch. They're sick. They're blind. They're leprous. They need a touch from the Master. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "This is a deserted place. The hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave them to the crowds, and all ate and were filled. There was a multiplication. I tell you, God multiplies. He doesn't divide. The devil divides. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. And they took up what was left over of broken pieces, 12 baskets full, from the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And those who ate were 5,000 men, besides women and children. In other words, if there's 5,000 men, there's at least 5,000 women and at least 5,000 children. That's over 15,000 people he fed with the loaves and the fish. You know, I know God multiplies because I give him the little that I am, and he multiplies. I got a call today that someone had an operation. He said, "You know, Father Tom, thanks for your prayers." It's Jesus who did it. Father Tom can't do anything like that. But he goes in the name of Jesus, who gave us the power to bring healing to the sick. Oh, yes, gave you the power. Not only me, but gave it to you. Remember, you're the pearl of great price. Remember, you're the treasure in the field. Remember that he gave his life to buy you, his whole life on the cross. Verse 22 of Matthew 14. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. And when evening came, he was there alone. So Jesus goes and prays on top of a mountain. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. What does that mean? The sea means chaos. Jesus is the Lord over chaos. He walks on the sea. But when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Do you hear that today? Take heart. Jesus loves you. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid today, because Jesus has plans for your life. You say, "Not me." I say, "Yes, you." Jesus has plans for your life. He's got wonderful plans for your life. You say, "I'm old." I remember going to the house of a 90-year-old person, and I asked her if I could pray with her. She says, "I've never prayed in my life, and I'm so old." I said, "Well, you know what? To Jesus, you're very young. He's eternal." And she gave her life to Jesus that day. Oh, yes, that's when I was a seminarian. Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to walk and come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened. Jesus said, "Don't be afraid." and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hands and caught him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" I'm going to tell you, he had little faith, but he had more faith than anybody else in the boat. He was the only one that got out of the boat and walked on the water. But he gave his attention to the winds and to the waves, and he began to sink. But Jesus picked him up and said, "Be not afraid, O man of little faith." Then they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God. Truly, you are the Son of God." I tell you, he is the Son of God. How long? From all eternity. He is the Son of God from all eternity. In time, he became a human being in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Chapter 14:34. When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret, and after the people of that place recognized him, they sent word throughout the region and brought all who were sick to him. This is Dr. Jesus. He doesn't charge anything. He just touches them, and they're made whole, and begged him that they might just touch the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. All who touched it with faith were healed. Chapter 15 of Matthew. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders?" Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? Listen to this. They're all into the law. "For they do not wash their hands before they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandments of God for the sake of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must surely die. But you say that whoever tells father or mother, 'Whatever support you might have had from me is given to God,' then the person need not honor the father. So, for the sake of your tradition, you make void the word of God." For the sake of your tradition. Yes, you don't care for your parents when they're old. "You hypocrites! Isaiah prophesied rightly about you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And in vain do they worship me, teaching human precepts as doctrines.'" Let me tell you this. Are you worshiping Jesus today? Did you tell him you love him today? Have you given him your life today? Do you know that you're the treasure in the field, and he buys you with rocks and all? And I tell you, there's lots of rocks that he bought you with. You see, I catch them, the Lord cleans them. That's the way it is. I don't have to clean them. I can tell people to repent and go to confession, but I can't make that happen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, "Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you going to help us so we can pay our bills? Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.